This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm going to read the entirety of a Ron Paul piece that we've posted at Infowars.com. The Coronavirus Hoax, An Authoritarian Dream, by Ron Paul. Governments love crises because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. After 9/11, for example, Americans accepted a near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security. It is ironic to see the same Democrats who tried to impeach President Trump last month for abuse of power, demanding that the administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans. Declaring a pandemic emergency on Friday, President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus and, as Politico writes, stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of the contagious disease. He can even call out the military to cordon off a U.S. city or state. State and local authorities love panic as well. The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, signed an executive order declaring the power to ban the sale of guns and alcohol and cut off gas, water, or electricity to any citizen. The governor of Ohio just essentially closed his entire state. The chief fearmonger of the Trump administration is without a doubt Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institute of Health. Fauci is all over the media, serving up outright falsehoods to stir up even more panic. He testified to Congress that the death rate for the coronavirus is 10 times that of the seasonal flu, a claim without any scientific basis. On Face the Nation, Fauci did his best to further damage an already tanking economy by stating, "Right now, personally myself, I wouldn't go to a restaurant." He has pushed for closing the entire country down for 2 weeks. Over what? A virus that has thus far killed just over 5,000 worldwide and less than 100 in the United States? By contrast, tuberculosis, an old disease not much discussed these days, killed nearly 1.6 million in 2017. Where's the panic over this? By the way, it's coming in over the southern border, still wide open. I just added that. If anything, what people like Fauci and other fearmongers are demanding will likely make the disease worse. The martial law they dream about will leave people hunkered down inside their homes instead of going outdoors or to the beach, where the sunshine and fresh air would help boost immunity. The panic produced by these fearmongers is likely helping the spread of the disease as massive crowds rush into Walmart and Costco for the last roll of toilet paper. The madness over the coronavirus is not limited to politicians and the medical community. The head of the neoconservative Atlantic Council wrote an editorial this week urging NATO to pass an Article 5 declaration of war against the COVID-19 virus. Are they going to send in tanks and drones to wipe out these microscopic enemies? People should ask themselves whether this coronavirus pandemic could be a big hoax, with the actual danger of the disease massively exaggerated by those who seek to profit, financially or politically, from the ensuing panic. That is not to say the disease is harmless. Without question, people will die from coronavirus. Those in vulnerable categories should take precautions to limit their risk of exposure. But we have seen this before. Government overhypes a threat as an excuse to grab more of our freedoms. When the quote-unquote threat is over, they never give us our freedoms back. That is from Ron Paul at the ronpaulinstitute.com. Again, I think the 9/11 analogy is the best that I've seen. Mike Adams, 60 seconds. Would you like to respond to that?
Ron Paul's article is horribly misinformed, and in 8 weeks he will regret writing it. His title, calling this pandemic a hoax, goes against every pillar of epidemiological and medical knowledge that he should have himself. I love Ron Paul. He's a hero for America, but he is grossly misinformed, in my opinion, with this article, and it stands as a tragic mistake to put out that information and call Dr. Fauci a fearmonger for simply telling people to get prepared. So I strongly disagree with Ron Paul's article today, and he will regret it. He will regret writing it. That's my take.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. This is the only real discussion you're going to have about the coronavirus with people who agree on some things, disagree on other things, looking at all the angles. But hey, I mean, the reason why we're the experts on this is because we're the ones that told you this was coming. Whatever it is, we told you.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
It's going to be must listen to, must see TV for probably the next month as we watch the coronavirus spread or we watch the Trump administration handle it correctly. I will say this, and I've kind of been saying this. I give my credit, folks, because let me tell you, being in this position and breaking this stuff down is not easy, and it takes a lot of courage to put out what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what your research says, because we're in like soft sand here and you don't want to step too quickly, you might sink further. And so while I may disagree or agree with Mike, believe me, it takes a lot of courage for Mike to come on here and say what he's saying in the face of a lot of people telling him not to say it. Let me tell you that. And while I'm not on the far end of the spectrum as Mike is, thinking this is going to be as deadly or as outbreak as much, I will say this, and I'm sure Mike's hearing the same thing behind the scenes. They're getting prepared for the worst. I'm not saying I think it's going to be the worst, but there's no doubt it looks like probably within about 2 weeks we may see just basically total shutdown of civilization. And they will call for bars to be shut down. They probably will suspend flights. They've been getting ready to do this actually for about 2 weeks now. So I don't know what it is they're waiting on, but they have had this in the works. They're buying up food. They're buying up iodine. They're buying up silver. So they're getting ready for the worst of the worst to happen, and they're going to play it out in about 2 weeks. So the slow roll of this is interesting, Mike. What do you make of that? What do you make of the slow roll of this coming out of the White House, coming out of the CDC, etc., instead of the immediate clampdown, which would have been appropriate if they really believe it's going to be that bad? Why not the immediate clampdown? Why this slow rollout? Is that to stop panic? What do you think, Mike Adams?
Well, again, there's been a concerted effort this entire time to make sure the American people were not prepared. So the mocking of preppers, the Surgeon General saying don't buy personal preparedness equipment, CDC officials saying don't buy food early on, and then later changing to, yes, some people should stockpile.
Well, they didn't want to rush the market. They were buying it up.
Yeah, but, exactly. You know, if people had been preppers all along over a long period of time, there wouldn't be this rush in the grocery stores. I mean, understand, the people who are mobbing the grocery stores today are the people who failed to prepare in advance. There are no preppers in those long lines. The preppers are at home with the goods they already purchased months before. So preppers prevent panic. This is a very crucial point to get out there. Preppers prevent panic. It's the latecomers, the people who are surprised by this, that suddenly panic because they've been getting bad information from the government on purpose this entire time. So many, many sectors of our government have done a disservice to the American people by not allowing them to get prepared. Now, but here's the other thing, Owen. If Trump locks this down, and Alex mentioned this earlier, and he's correct about this, if Trump locks things down, he will suppress the number of deaths down to just maybe tens of thousands of people. And then we will all be attacked for saying, it was no big deal. Well, the reason it was no big deal is because he locked it down. So if you don't lock it down, you get millions of deaths. If you do lock it down, you get maybe tens of thousands. So that's the choice we have. Either way, we're all going to get blamed anyway. You know that, Owen. We're all going to get smeared. We're all going to get blamed. Even Trump will get blamed, no matter what he does. So the real question is, do we still have our principles intact? And yes, I am 100% pro-Constitution, pro-liberty, pro-Trump, pro-America. Not giving that up. Not taking a forced shot. Not giving up my firearms. And I'm still fighting for the First Amendment, by the way. And if we had more protections of the First Amendment, if Trump had gone after big tech before, then we would have had a bigger platform to help people get prepared in advance of all of this. So that's another argument why we need free speech on social media, by the way. We could have helped people this entire time.
Yeah, that's a good point, because, like I said, we were the only ones talking about this years ago. I can't say before anybody ever heard of COVID-19, because they were writing about it in books decades ago somehow, that magical yeah. mystery that's going on. But you know, Mike, as I'm just continuing to look at the stuff that's coming down here, what would you say? Because here's the other thing. People want to put everybody into a box. I guarantee you Mike Adams' answer to this next question goes far outside of the box that he's already in. Mike, you've already answered this, but let me just get it on record here. Would you take a vaccine for the COVID-19,
no,
and would you suggest
not.
Others take it?
Look, I can't speak to each person's individual choice. I would never take it because it's going to be rushed and it will be experimental. And it may end up killing you with the next infection you get. That's what happened with the SARS-CoV-1 vaccine experiments that they tried to run on animals. The animals were fine initially, but with a subsequent infection, many of them died. The fatality rate skyrocketed. And that's why they don't have a SARS-CoV-1 vaccine right now. So I would never take this vaccine, not even at gunpoint. If they want to send government officials to my home to force me to take a vaccine, they better bring some body bags, because that's exactly how it's going to go down. I'm not taking the vaccine. Now, of course, then they can force me not to take air flights. Well, guess what? I'm not taking flights anyway. But yeah, they're going to try to lock down society and have a show me your papers about the vaccines. And I'm going to fight against that, Owen. I'm going to fight against that vigorously, aggressively, for years to come, because I know that's what they're going to try to do with this outbreak.
Mike, as far as I have seen, we have not stopped shipments in mass coming in from China. And the only basic research I did from this, I mean, you can look up some stories in the news. I tend to like to, I'm from the show me state. I like to live things out for myself. Obviously, you can't do that with every measure, but sometimes you can. I can order right now shoes from China, clothes from China, products from China on Amazon. I can order it all right now, have it shipped and delivered to my house within 2 weeks. Why are we still taking packages from China if that's where the outbreak has been so deadly and so out of control? Why is there no measure to stop that?
Well, that's from the Obama era, where there was a subsidy of the U.S. Postal Service to allow China to ship products cheaply into the United States to really suppress local domestic U.S. businesses. That's Obama era stuff. And Amazon has been subsidized by Obama era rules and regulations as well. Trump's been trying to reverse a lot of that to help protect U.S. businesses. But by the way, the big message Trump should take out of this, in my opinion, is to say, hey, let's reestablish industry in America. Let's make things in America. Let's buy things in America. Even the pharmaceutical industry, which I'm no fan of, but if you're going to have big pharma, why not make pharmaceuticals domestically so you have a redundant supply chain?
By the way, Mike, I want to get a more focused answer from you here. But by the way, we've become oil independent under Trump. We
That's
keep
right.
relying on Chinese steel under Trump. And he just signed an executive order to stop relying on Chinese pharmaceutical goods.
All good moves.
But again, though, I mean, do you think there should be a stopping of all shipments coming from China? Do you think that is something that needs to be declared? Are they afraid that will stop supply lines?
Well, it has to be a gradual change. For example, in rare earth minerals, we have made great strides in the last 2 years to get away from China, the Chinese monopoly that existed in 2016 and 2017. That's changed dramatically. But it has to be gradual, Owen. Otherwise, you're going to shut down telecom, aircraft, automobile manufacturing, consumer electronics. You'll shut down every industry right now if you cut off China's supply lines. But over time, we could get away with that, but it's going to take years, no question about it.
Well, I guess let me ask this then. Could the coronavirus potentially still be spreading from China to the U.S. because of this shipping?
Well, it's very unlikely that that would be a significant factor. Even if the coronavirus lives for days on certain surfaces, such as cardboard, up to 9 days, according to some estimates. But frankly, I think the domestic air travel in America is spreading far more numbers of these cases right now. Domestic air travel and the border both need to be shut down right now, in my opinion. And look, I appreciate you having me on. I know we're about out of time, but I'm going to give you my straight-up opinion, Owen. You're never going to. I'm never going to fudge it. I'm never going to try to be the popular guy. I'm just going to give you what I think and what my numbers are showing. And, you know, audience can take it or leave it, but at least you know you're getting what I really believe. No one's pulling my strings and telling me what to say.
Well, and I'm glad that we're getting different views on this. It's kind of weird, you know, people in the audience like, hey, you know, some people saying this, some people. Well, yeah, I mean, this is a real discussion. Nobody tells us what to think. Nobody tells us what to do. In fact, I'll be perfectly honest. Last week, Mike Adams told me not to fly. I flew over the weekend, Mike. I did. I hopped on a plane, and I flew, and I went out in the mountains, and I shot some guns, and I hiked some mountains. And, you know, I don't regret it because, quite frankly, I thought they were probably going to shut it down in 2 weeks. I wouldn't be able to take a vacation.
But you said you thought you had the coronavirus before.
That was over a month ago.
Can you still have some?
I've been in contact with hundreds of people. No one else I know has contracted it. So from my experience,
oh my,
you know, we'll see.
All right, Owen.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at basspro.com and cabelas.com. Your adventure starts here.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
So many angles to this, ladies
Live
and gentlemen.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Troyer in for Alex Jones. Really, so many angles. And I'm just sitting here discussing it with the crew. Again, I mean, people, I'm not disrespecting Mike Adams. I think he's courageous with his research and his opinion. I just don't agree with all of it. I don't think it's going to get that deadly. He says, well, these are the facts. Well, how do we know these are the numbers? Again, though, I'm not going to go back down that road. You already heard from Mike. I want to go and hear from you. Give out the phone number right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I just feel like there's so many different ways you can play this. But now, see, this is the factor. If this is a bioweapon and it's been designed to get into you and affect you and then really outbreak 2 months, 3 months later, well, then we need to be told that. No one from the Trump administration is talking about this being a bioweapon. Nobody from the Trump administration is trying to figure out where this thing really came from. And quite frankly, I'm sick of all the commentary just sitting here blaming China. It's just pathetic. That's like blaming Osama bin Laden for 9/11, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. But the phone number for you to weigh in, 877-789-2539. Let's get your take on all this, the response to everything we've talked about. Now, again, we've been selling preparedness items for decades at InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's funny to see all these people telling you to panic about coronavirus, then also trying to attack our store. No. We were selling these products long before you ever heard of coronavirus because we knew the threat of government tyranny, we knew the threat of biological warfare, and we knew how important it would be to be prepared and be ready to be independent with emergency food or water filters or whatever for a couple months or longer. And so, yeah, you're seeing panic at stores. You're seeing people go out and buy 500 rolls of toilet paper, buying out stores of hand sanitizer, which at the end of the day ain't going to save you. But this is the panic that's ensuing. But let me tell you this, guys, Doc Ham. I got to say, of all the things that we've done here at InfoWars, and with the coronavirus outbreak happening, and just being so delicate on how to cover this, I cannot be more proud of what Alex Jones has decided to do with these lawsuits. And instinctually, at my gut level, I couldn't even help it, folks. Call it God's will, but instinctually, at my gut level, I feel like InfoWars' role in this, again, this is not even commenting on how deadly the virus may or may not be. I feel that our role in this time is to be the last line of defense against tyranny because no one else will do it. And so, yeah, we have lawsuits that are going to go into effect should the Trump administration basically end the Bill of Rights, end the Constitution, end commerce, end free travel, end the free market. We've got the lawsuits. Now, this isn't cheap, folks. Believe me. And the reason why we don't litigate like this is because it's expensive and we're dealing with so much on the back end. It's time consuming. It's expensive. So We're going to be there like the tank man at Tiananmen Square. That's InfoWars. In fact, we got that shirt. Pull that shirt up. That's how you can fund us. We are the tank man at Tiananmen Square. And you know what? Maybe the virus is that deadly. Just like the communist Chinese will mow down 100 million people. But we're going to be standing there against tyranny. And just, again, there's the shirt, InfoWars Tank Man. We are the Tank Man, ladies and gentlemen. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and fuel this fight. Because we will be the last stand against tyranny, believe me. And you heard Mike Adams. Hey, we may disagree on how to handle this coronavirus or the effects or anything, but you heard him. He's not taking a vaccine. I ain't taking a vaccine. Uh-uh. So, I want to get your take on everything. Guys, I don't have a... you can just pull the caller list up on my monitor over here. 877-789-ALEX, if you want to get into the show today. What do you think about the coronavirus? I just feel like it's already come here. It's been here for months. Everybody that was getting sick in December and January are now like, oh, that's why I was so sick. That's why I was sicker than I'd ever been. And so here we are. And by the way, well, I won't even get into it because maybe someone else will bring it up. But let's take one call before we take this break, and then I'll continue to go to your calls. And let's go with Ray in Michigan. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, Owen. Great show. Long-time listener. So I went to the Secretary of State today to renew my tab on my truck, and they've got the place all closed down and said that they wanted you to make an appointment to go in there to see them. Nobody's in there, nobody.
Oh, but you know, if you got pulled over, you'd probably get ticketed for not having your updated, you know, registration.
And then, so I'm sitting there saying to her, well, why don't you just let me go in there and get my tab? I mean, give me some kind of a hand sanitizer or something. And, no, sir, we can't do that. And so I says, what's the difference between me making an appointment or just coming in there right now? And then she says, well, these are the rules. And I sit back there and I think to myself, man, this is such control. How much control can people have by just total hysteria?
Well, and I think a lot of people are realizing that now, Ray, because of this. I think a lot of people are really getting more in tune to that, probably tuning into InfoWars, because we've been talking about it forever, and they're pissed. Guess what? Red-blooded Americans don't like being told what to do. And I got to be honest. Like I said, I'm more afraid of government tyranny forever till the day I die than of the COVID-19 or any other virus. 110%. That'll never change for me.
Amen, brother. And you know what? Everybody I talk to, I try to just drop the bomb. You guys need to listen to Jones. Everybody says, oh, well, he's a conspiracy theorist. I look at him and say, show me which theory that he's been wrong on.
they struggle with that, don't they? Boy, I'll tell you, they really struggle with that one. It's like trying to get a roll of toilet paper at the grocery store. Hey, can you tell me what Jones was wrong about? Can you get a roll of toilet paper from the store today? We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr.
Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Great conversation and debate happening in the breaks here, some of which maybe I'll say on air, but not today. But yeah, there is a lot of silver linings happening with this coronavirus hysteria or spread. But here's where we're at right now. There is no doubt to me, and we've been kind of teasing this just to see how it would go because of what we're being told by the Saints. But, folks, they're going to shut everything down. This is the globalist attempt. This is the deep state attempt to wreck the economy. They're going for broke. That's what we're dealing with. They're going for broke. And my guess is they end up shutting everything down probably within a month. They'll just shut it all down. Of course, they'll blame Trump. And then you'll have other people blaming China. Like, as if that's, yeah. It's just, it's all really low IQ stuff. But I think what we're going to end up facing is, I don't think Americans are going to run in fear. I don't think they're going to hunker down and do it. They're already not doing it. And I just don't see that changing. So I'm going to stop myself now or I'll just run on forever. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Lynn in Colorado. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hello. How are you? I'm a little nervous. I want to get this out. Please bear with me. This is so important. I think everyone is missing it. In 2014, the Medicare and Medicaid system was turned over to the Department of Defense, IBM, or Centennial Care, Conduit Care. The state of Alaska had thrown them out, and the state of New Mexico had adopted them in. This is for all 10 regions of the United States. Please make no mistake about this. When it was turned over, I started looking into it. Nothing is by accident. The Department of Defense came up. A super AI computer called Watson. This super AI computer, the purpose of it, and I couldn't believe my eyes, was that by 2021, the American population would have a medical RFID patch in their right hands. And all their information would be on it. They're banking everything. This started in 2014. I challenge all of you and Christians, believers, please look this up. I have become a targeted individual. I am 62 years old, but I won't be afraid. And I will stand and I will tell the truth. May God be with us all.
Thank you, Lynn. And everything that Lynn has just said has been even documented at InfoWars.com. We've been covering it. We've been warning about the forced inoculations. We've been warning about the chip, the mark of the beast. We told you they'd use a biological outbreak to do it. That's what's going on. And I'm not going to get into some geopolitical thing where I point the finger at China. This is well and far beyond China, ladies and gentlemen. This is the international criminal cabal trying to take down the United States, which, quite frankly, the ones that we're dealing with don't like China. Now, they may want to use China's model of control, and they work with China to develop AI and test it and everything, but believe me, they don't like China. They don't have control over China. So I just don't like the whole finger-pointing and blaming China thing. I think it's very low-IQ geopolitical stuff to engage in, like blaming Osama bin Laden for 9/11. Maybe you believe that. Let's go back out to the phones and go to Taylor in Texas. Go ahead, Taylor.
Hey, Owen.
Guys, are we having trouble with our phone lines today? Because, like, everyone keeps breaking up. Hey, just put Taylor on hold. Let's try Chris in Florida. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a man named Bill Reina?
Bill Reina? I don't believe so.
Okay. In 2010, he did an interview with a whistleblower back in 2005, I believe. He posted in 2010 on YouTube on Alpha Zero. And in detail described exactly what they were going to do with China, with the virus, flu-like symptoms, everything. Also, the HEB stores in Texas, Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio are closing for warehouse space for their stores, and they're hiring police officers to guard them, and also Allied Signal guards.
Wait a second. I'm a little unclear. You're saying that the HEB grocery stores are planning on closing?
Yeah, they're closing some of their stores and going.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet. And the last I saw was that Trump was working with some of the heads of these major grocery stores, and it's like as if they were prepared for this a while ago, because they're coming out saying, hey, look, we're good. Even the HEB CEO said, don't worry, we still got your back.
Yeah. Well, they're hiring guards, and they're hiring police officers to guard them, and the...
okay, so they're just expecting panic to ensue, and then them to just be overwhelmed, I guess.
Either that, or they're going to be, I heard something about arresting a bunch of cartel members and maybe throw them in there or something. I don't know. But
you know what? And I'm glad you said that, Chris, because, look, this is what it comes down to. The president should have started arresting people years ago, okay? We wouldn't be dealing with this now. If we don't start having criminals in this international criminal cabal going down, if we don't have people getting locked up and thrown in jail for all the crimes against humanity... this year, the coronavirus will win. And I don't mean the actual virus. I mean tyranny. Chris, thanks for the call. All right, let's try Taylor again in Texas. We'll see if the line's cleared up. Go ahead, Taylor.
All right, sorry about that.
Yeah, you're good now. Go ahead.
Okay. I love your videos, and it's an honor to talk to you. But anyways, moving on from that, I just wanted to touch bases on, I go to a small church, and they were, people online were criticizing half our members just for going to church. And so I feel like the same tyranny, you know, how they did, you know, they kind of bully and rally against you. They kind of were, you know, they will use that same angle to attack you going to gatherings or any types of even church gatherings. But with that being said, you know, I agree with you. I'm not afraid of the virus. Call me selfish. But I do have a family, and, you know, I'm just worried about the safety of other people reacting in a panic manner. Just like that last caller said, you know, just, the, you know, having guards at grocery stores. I mean, that's like a prison state. You know, that's crazy.
Well, this has all been in the works for a while. I don't know why they're slow rolling it as far as the Trump administration is concerned. And let me just be clear, too. I'm not disrespecting Mike Adams and his analysis here. I may disagree with some. I may agree with some. We need all kinds of people on this team. If you want to have a winning championship team, I mean, you can't even watch a sporting event, so they're rolling all these replays. Like, there was this one about why the Bulls got Dennis Rodman. It's like, well, they needed that piece. Hey, we need people like Mike Adams. But guess what? We need people like me, too, who are going to stand up in Jared Nadler's face telling he committed treason. We need people like me, too, who are going to stand up in the Senate and say, no, go ahead and arrest me for my free speech. I'm not bowing down to tyranny, man. Call me selfish. I am just convicted to take this role. I've never been more strong in standing up to tyranny than I feel like right now. And it's a tough place to be, considering how sensitive this is. Thanks for the call, Taylor. But look, I'm telling you, folks, we've been telling you this. They have been ready for about 2 weeks to just get everything shut down. They've been making the moves for a while, okay? Behind the scenes, buying up food, buying up supplements, getting the CDC ready for the worst, getting local police ready for the worst. I mean, this information eventually trickles back to us. I haven't wanted to add to the hysteria. I'm just telling you what's going on, folks. And again, Mike Adams could be 100% correct, but something doesn't add up. Why all the panic for this and not the swine flu that killed like 10 times as many people in the same amount of time in that given year? What is different about this coronavirus that they're not telling us? Because they're not telling it. It's all hearsay. It's all from the internet. We're not getting anything from the CDC. What is it about?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's exhilarating. Very controversial, this subject of the coronavirus. Anybody involved in a bioweapons lab needs to be arrested immediately and questioned. Just like Francis Boyle said. Because we don't know where this coronavirus came from, folks. I'm not playing geopolitical chess here and pointing the finger at China. Yeah, that's where the big outbreak happened that made it a nationwide, worldwide story. But is that where it came from? Hey, I don't trust the Chinese government as much as the next guy claiming it came from the U.S., but do you trust the U.S. government that told you 19 intelligence agencies Trump colluded with Russia? So let's check ourselves here for a second before we play nationalist geopolitics and just point the finger at China. No, this is much deeper than that. This is the final deep state attack to try to bring down Trump. Now, a lot of people believe, I'm not telling you this, but I'll report you what people believe. They think Trump is behind this to basically go into lockdown, martial law, while the deep state criminals, the treasonous criminals, are rounded up and arrested. I'm not saying I believe that. There's just a lot of commentary on that. So you might as well throw that angle out there. But it just doesn't add up. Something else is going on here behind the scenes. And, I mean, if you can't tell that, I just don't even know how. It's just instinctual. It's just a given. It's just when the math doesn't add up, when 2 plus 2 equals 5, guess what? That means that 1 is somewhere around. Okay? So 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 5, but 2 plus 2 plus 1 does equal 5. What is that 1? What is it we're missing? Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Andy in Montana. Go ahead, Andy.
Owen, hey, I'd like to draw several points together, so bear with me here. Let's say, hypothetically, that one wanted to create a super vaccine that could train the body to defend against multiple types of viruses. One way to do this would be to create a super bug that has different parts from different places that don't occur in nature. Now, if you remember the 2000 film, Mission Impossible 2, this was the very plot of that movie. I don't know if your crew can find it, but the lead scientist, he has a line that says something like, we needed to find a hero. It was his job to create a super vaccine. So, he says, to do this, we created a monster. They named that monster Chimera, which, as we know, Greek mythology also applies to modern-day medicine, combining two different things that should not be together. What do you think?
About what?
Well, so hear me out. Antibodies attack viruses by basically gumming up the works. So let's say you want to inoculate against HIV and SARS and the common cold at the same time. That would be the superbug.
Well, look, this COVID-19 was obviously made in a lab, okay? Now, nobody wants to report on this because they don't want to be called a conspiracy theorist or they're afraid they're going to get banned off the internet. Well, we're going to report on it, okay? And so I don't know about Mission Impossible 2, but I know about the real world, and I know that people are making bioweapons in labs. Now, did it leak? Was it intentionally released? We'll never know. Nobody wants to talk about it. We don't get anything from the Trump administration. So, look, I'm not even bashing Trump. I'm just telling it like it is. Thanks for the call, Andy. Let's go now to Hobbs in Nebraska. Go ahead, Hobbs.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Well, I'm not sick from coronavirus right now, so I got that going for me.
Oh, well, I'd say that your last month's illness probably inoculated you against it.
Well,
I don't want to get a reputation of being the guy that calls in off topic, but I think that while all of this COVID-19 thing has been going on, there's been a lot going on in the world that doesn't have to do with that. That's just been kind of glossed over. For instance, there's a push to put an end to end-to-end encryption through messenger apps. There's
they're trying to sneak that in the bill. That's the I'm so glad. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're right. I didn't mention it again. I mentioned it earlier, but I'll mention it again. Why are they sneaking in abortion rights into this bill? Why are they sneaking in gun control into this bill? Why are they sneaking in an internet takeover into this bill, which Hobbs just brought up? Why is that in the bill at all?
That's for them to see what they can get away with.
Bingo.
The one that I really wanted to call in with involves a situation in Maryland that happened last Thursday. A young man who was active on militia and Second Amendment groups was supposedly killed in his sleep at 4:30 on a no-knock red flag raid.
Yeah, I saw that. I meant to bring that up, but I didn't have time.
Yeah, there's conflicting reports. The police say that he confronted them and his family, and their lawyer is saying that he was asleep next to his girlfriend and they just opened fire. So I wanted to call in with David Knight on this one because he's more of a civil libertarian, but I didn't get through this morning. But, yeah, it's like, given with what this man was involved in, with he was a software engineer, he was developing a encrypted website, like messaging board. So, you know, it's like, is this
that Duncan
like
Lemp
guy or what? Yeah.
Duncan Lemp was the guy's name, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. No one's talking about that.
No one.
And I don't think that there's necessarily a connection there as far as like they're trying to distract from that story or something similar. I just think it's just natural. That's already going on. We're just, you know, everybody's focused on this coronavirus thing. Because look, I mean, how do you explain this? Guys, we're all connected, okay? God created this entire thing. He created all of us. He created the world. He created everything. Okay, we're all connected here. So, yes, the media hysteria is causing all the focus, but there's a subconscious thing happening here. There's something beneath the surface happening here that we all know in our subconscious, but consciously can't comprehend it. We don't have enough information, but we know it's there. That's why we're all focused on this. Thanks for the call, Hobbs. Let's go to Baldy in New York. Go ahead, Baldy.
So real quick, before I leave the house every day, I put a protective layer of super silver wound gel on my hands. I coat the back of my throat with super blue silver immune gargle, and then I smear inside my nostrils a combination of X3 and X2, and then I leave the house with no fear, which may be the most important of the four. Now, people I respect have been calling this the Chinese coronavirus or the foreign virus, I have to disagree with that. Just like 19 Saudis with box cutters would not have been able to shut down NORAD for 2 hours, China could not have our CDC sandbag President Trump like they have been for the last couple of weeks. It was under President Obama's administration that North Carolina gave this virus to China, so I'm hereby branding this the Obama virus. Now, last we spoke, Road Warrior Owen was on the January 3rd edition of the War Room, actually 4 days before anyone even heard of the coronavirus, and I made several predictions, and many have come true, and the rest are unfolding before our eyes. First and least consequential was that Alex Jones would be the next to join the Baldies. My next strategic guess was that a national pandemic was imminent, a false flag pandemic, and that is because Barack Hussein Obama has declared war on the United States and its citizens. And then again, that is why this is the Obama virus. And my final prediction was that New York would be one of the first to mandate vaccines, which of course are going to do more harm than the virus itself, and that is why the UN troops, the gun confiscation troops, are being hired.
Yeah, I think LA and New York will be the first to go into lockdown. Seattle will probably follow. And then it's just going to set a precedent. It's like, oh, wow, if you don't do this, millions of deaths are on your hands. So, look, folks, it's very complicated. GatewayPundit.com. Coronavirus fatality rate reported by the media is completely inaccurate. Less than the flu.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.